Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Around this here theme tonight.
says, by and by, in the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, we'll tell the story how we overcome. We will understand better by and by. That is the old hymn that I make the reference to on this night, for this Bible study. I wanted to know, to let y'all know, and Sister Jack, I think I have, thank you so much for sharing, and sharing with someone, maybe we'll help somebody out there. I did a video a couple of days ago in detail, Sister Jack, here, about the question that was given to you. And you relayed the questions to me, and I really couldn't do a justice with it, texting in an email. So I decided that I would go to the scripture and do a video, do the video of it. And I did do a good video. And the first one I done, which I think was the best one, it didn't even get recorded on my PC. The new laptop I got, it is terrible with storage. It don't have no storage on it whatsoever. So I ended up having to redo that video. So I decided, since that happened, I will make the devil even madder by doing a Bible study about it. So that is what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to do a Bible. I'm going to do my Bible study. Will be based on that. Okay. Yep, we will understand it better by and by. And so tonight, let me just make a few announcements. In my own church, like I said, we've been back in the sanctuary ever since the 4th of July this year. And I want to say that it has been a very, very great. It's been very great. My pastor, Reverend Christopher Williams, he's been preaching the love gospel that has saved the whole world, y'all. God knows, yeah, that preaching that same man. That's right, a young man. But nevertheless, matter of fact, we are very proud of our pastor, and we thank God for sending him to us as our leader. And we want to say, like I said, we are full-time ministry now, and I thank God for that. And I count it as a privilege to be honored to be a leader and an elder, a deacon at my own church. I was ordained as a deacon back in 2017, a year before I got sick, But nevertheless, me and the man is still here. And we are going to talk about this here subject matter that I talked with you about, Sister Dr. Question that you relayed to me tonight, I'm going to deal with it. Now, I want everybody, now you got to keep an open mind. But nevertheless, not only keep an open mind, but I want you to be very sensitive to the word of God. Listen as I play these scriptures. I'm going to let the technology work for me again. I'm not going to try to read. My eyesight is getting better, but it ain't the best yet. I'm still taking my treatment with my eye doctor, y'all. That diabetes really got me to my eyes very bad. But thank God, the right eye is great. The right eye is very clear. It's the left eye that's stubborn. So y'all just give me a few more weeks with that. So right here, I want y'all to go to your Bibles Revelation 20th chapter. Revelation 20th chapter, and I'm going to let the technology work for me here, so y'all just bear with me as I bring it up. Let me make certain I got the right scripture here, because let me put some glasses on so I can see. All right, y'all back. All right, we're at Revelation chapter 20, and here we go. I'm going to do the entire chapter.
Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand.
Now listen good.
And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
First resurrection.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Amen. Amen. Now, I hope, I do hope, Sister Jackie knows, I know that you did. I see you standing there, in other words, but I'm hoping and praying that everyone that heard this here pastor scripture being read understood what was going on, what is going on there. That is yet to happen. This year is yet to happen. In other words, it is yet to happen. I want to say, if I had to just give a title of this here Bible study tonight, I want to go back to an old pastor that I know, old preaching man, that back in the early 70s, my late great aunt, we used to sit around and we would listen to the LPs. I know y'all young people don't know about no LPs, but we used to listen to them sermons that he recorded on the LP album that we called. His name was Reverend Leo Daddy. And if I'm going to borrow his subject tonight for my Bible study, which is very relevant to the subject that I'm dealing with tonight. In other words, in relation to the question that you relayed to me about hell and eternity, I'm going to tell you this as my subject to matter tonight, borrowing from Reverend Leo Daniel's sermon from years ago. What in hell do you want? That's the question I'm just asking everybody, me and everybody. What in the hell do you want? What in hell do you want? Now, first of all, like I say here in our text tonight, in Revelation, in our scripture text, Revelation 20, is telling us really about the coming millennial kingdom where Jesus himself going to set up this kingdom. See, everybody done rule, so to speak. Everybody have ruled to a degree on this planet. All the world kingdoms have already had their chance to reign and rule. But Jesus have not had his chance to reign and rule over this earth, which the earth that he made in the first place. But you see, it was all done, y'all, according to the plan. Hell and eternity. Like I said, I told you, Sister Jackie, no one has died and came back and told us anything about the other side. The only thing that we can deal with is what we got written in the scripture, in the word of God. So I tell everybody, don't get you trying to interpret things that you know nothing of. Don't make the Bible say something that is not saying. Now see, the devil is our main enemy. That's just number one. But I got some good news for y'all. If you want to call it good news, I do. I do because see, I got some news for everyone. The devil is not worried about you or me. Do y'all hear that? The devil could care less about you or me. Devil is not enough, but it is God that he's mad at. See, this is why I be trying to get, oh my Lord, I've been trying to get people to see this for 50 years. I've been studying prophecy for 50 years, y'all. I studied it with, some of you may not even know the guy, but his name was Dr. Howard Eastell. I was a young chap. I wasn't no more about 9 years old because I'll be 60 years old come November. See, that's how come I know it's been 50 years of studying and prophecy that I've been doing. And I started with Dr. Howard Eastell and Bishop Fulton Sheen. That was before all these movements came out by Left Behind and all that stuff. And I don't want to deviate that because I can tell y'all something about their movements. People, their movements going to deceive a lot of folks, thinking that they're going to get another chance at that. There ain't going to be no other chance because I read the Bible. And I want y'all to read and study your Bible and ask the Spirit to enlighten you just as he done me. That's how come I can sit here boldly and tell you, I know because I know what the Spirit has said. Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives and he told his disciples exactly what time it was in world history. He told them what to, he told them that the temple was going to be destroyed. 70 A.D., here comes Titus, the Roman general Titus, and his son, the emperor was Vespasian. They came, the Romans, they are the ones that destroyed the temple. That's why the Jews don't have a temple to this very day. It was destroyed in 7 A.D., just as Jesus prophesied. Don't y'all know Jesus was the greatest prophet ever lived? Why do we not believe the one that made this universe? And it's the universe is yet expanding, y'all. This is what I said. We got a great day coming. But now, the question about this hell and eternity, what in hell do you want? Well, first of all, there ain't nothing down there for you to get. So whatever you want, you're going to be just thinking that you thinking you serving Satan. And we got a lot of Satan worship. I know that. We got a lot of Satan worship. We even got some that don't believe that they're worshiping Satan. But when you disobey Christ, that's exactly what you're doing. You're worshiping Satan. We got people right now, they would rather go to the mall than to go to church. They'd rather go to a football game. In other words, just like this pandemic. See, I don't mind speaking the truth, y'all. I don't care who get mad when I'm speaking the truth about from the word of God. We can do everything. Yeah. But things of the Spirit. That lets you know whose side you own right there. The devil ain't got nothing to give you because as you see in Revelation 20 here, the devil himself into the lake of fire. He's going to be destroyed. Satan will be destroyed along with the Antichrist and that false prophet. They are yet to come. I do believe that they are already here, but they just, the Holy Spirit is holding them back, because it cannot be revealed until the time is here, until it's absolutely time. Y'all, we got a kingdom that's coming for those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I hate to say this, y'all, but if you don't belong to Christ, you are not going to reign in that kingdom. Point blank. You can say all your heart, God know my heart. Yeah, that's not because you ain't going to be there, because God know your heart. People use that a lot, but they just don't know. They really condemn themselves when they say that. Yes, God do know your heart. He know it ain't right, because if it were right toward him, you would do right. And I'm just going to tell it like it is. Well, Satan's going to be destroyed. He's going to be destroyed. Now, look it up. It says that in this millennial reign, he said this is the first resurrection, y'all. Listen at that now. Listen at that. The Bible says this here. This is the first resurrection when Christ comes and gets the dead and they set up the righteous dead. They're going to be raised up. And they're going to rule and reign with Christ on this earth for 1,000 years. Because Christ is going to get his chance to rule. He said, the Bible tells us right tonight, y'all heard it, that is the first resurrection. So now, what does this tell y'all? Well, this should tell you, your mind should be clicking right about now. Your mind should be clicking that if that is the first resurrection when Jesus comes in the second coming, that's going to be the first resurrection in which the second death ain't got no power over. What is all this left behind going to be? That don't even make sense to it. So now that you know, it's just what Jesus said. He said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when I return. In the days of Noah, everything was going just as usual. People were married. They were giving in marriage. They were having parties. They were going to the mall. They were going to the football game. They were doing everything according to this. And they laughed at Noah and his family because they were building a boat on dry land. They laughed all the way up until the final time, the beat, when judgment fell, when God told Noah, get your family going in the ark. And when he went in, God closed the door. See, when God closed the door, you can forget it. You can't open it. Nobody can open it. President Bush, President Clinton, nobody. You can, the premier of China, you can't, if God closed something, it is closed. You can't open it. When Noah stepped in, when judgment came, when the rain came, everybody that was outside of that ark died. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Didn't do it. Everybody that was on the outside of that ark died. Jesus told Peter, James, and John them on the Mount of Olives. That's the way it was going to be when he got ready to come. Just like in the days of Noah. But it was also something else that was going on in the days of Noah, too, that we can look at. I see it happening right now. Lawlessness. People don't care nothing about the law. People are trying to alter God's creation with this little mess they're trying to put in folks. It ain't doing nothing but trying to correct something. You can't correct what God has made. God don't need no help. But that's exactly what's happening right now. They did that. Those fallen angels did that back in the days of Noah. They tried to contaminate the DNA. See, people, y'all are not studying. Them angels came. Why did the demons try to do that? This is why they tried to do it. It was Satan's attempt to stop Jesus from coming into this world. That's what he was trying to contaminate the human race. And he almost succeeded with the giants. That's how come we had giants in there. They were trying to contaminate and change the DNA of man, and it almost succeeded. But God found grace in Noah. And that's what gave us a second chance. But y'all, if you don't believe that, go on to Revelation 20. At Jesus' second coming, that is the first resurrection. There ain't going to be no resurrection before that. Forget about them movies y'all watching on TV because you're being deceived by Satan. You ain't going to get no other chance, just like the people in the Noah day didn't get another chance. Just like the people in Lot City, they didn't get another chance. When Lot got out of the city, rain, fire, and brimstone fell and destroyed them all. That's the way. Well, how do I know that, Nitty Man? Because I know how to read. And I understand what I read. And I got the Holy Spirit to teach me that I don't know. Y'all, that is the first resurrection. The second death have no power. Okay. Now, I want y'all to read it for yourself. Ask me anything from this day forward about it. I'll tell you the same thing. After the 1,000-year reign of Christ, righteousness is going to rule on this earth. It ain't never had that before. But for that 1,000 years, Christ going to rule with a rod of iron. Everybody going to be made to obey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's going to rule it with a rod of iron. And guess what? Yes, I mean that because I'm going to be part of it. I plan on being part of it. I don't. If I miss it, the devil better make a big fight. I'm not going to tell you like that. We are going to rule and reign with Christ that entire 1,000 years on this earth. Why? Because we suffer with him. If you ain't going to suffer with him, you're not going to rule with him. This is because a lot of people, they want everything easy. Y'all got to excuse me tonight. But I'm so glad, Sister Jackie, that you relayed the question to me. I'm so glad you did that. Y'all just got to excuse me tonight because we got a lot of people that wanted everything easy with gravy and cream and cool whip. But if you don't suffer with Christ, you can't rule with it. The more you suffer, that brings you strength. I know that from the last three years of my sickness and illness. I'm still dealing with certain things, but I thank God I'm still here. I thank God. But right after that 1,000-year reign, you see what happened to Satan. Satan is thrown into the lake of fire. Where was the Antichrist and the false prophet? They were already there. They're already there because Jesus destroyed them with the brightness of his coming in the second coming. The Antichrist and the false prophet, they were destroyed right then and thrown in the lake of fire. Now here come their buddy Satan. Satan's going to be thrown in. Have you noticed something? Have you noticed something? The only three individuals that's in the lake of fire is going to be in the lake of fire. Ain't nobody there yet. But the only three individuals going to be in the lake of fire is, at first, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Those three only. Because it will not be until at the end of the 1,000-year reign at the white throne of judgment when all the wicked dead. You hear what I said? All the wicked dead. Because it ain't going to be no righteous people there because they got raised in the first coming in Jesus Christ's second coming. They're already up on their feet, and we walking around eating goobers and raising that and having a good time. But those wicked dead got to be judged. Are they being judged to see if they saved or lost? No, they lost. But God got to give them a trial to satisfy me, to satisfy you, to satisfy all believers. God got to show us that he did everything to get these hard-headed people to obey. But they refused to obey and to accept the gift of God, which is Jesus Christ. And if you don't accept Jesus, you're going to that lake of fire. He said, whoever name was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. That's every one of them. Because there will be no Christians at the white throne judgment. Only wicked dead is going to be standing there. So guess what? Ain't none of them names going to be appearing in the Lamb Book of Life. We are in the Lamb Book of Life, the one that are being saved. The one that washed their blood robe in the blood of the Lamb. So at that time, oh my God, here we come. God now got the white tears, not from my eyes, but God's going to have the white tears from his eyes because he got to look at his prized creation, me and you. If we are one of them, he's going to have to look at the angels throw up in that lake of fire to be forever destroyed from the erased from human existence in every time. There'll never be no remembered no more. That's going to break God's heart because he loves each and every one of us. Not just some of us. He loves each and every one of us. He loves the sinners. You know he got to love sinners because he came to die for sinners. So we once all were sinners, but some of us had got something enough to see the salvation of the good master and receive what he did on Calvary. That's what's going to make us miss the lake of fire. But my sister Jackie, everybody, I don't care who tell you. I don't care who's speaking. I don't care who says it. Everybody's name that's not written in the Lamb Book of Life is going to end up in the lake of fire to be utterly erased from human history, period. Now, total separation from God forevermore. In other words, they're never going to be remembered. In other words, the wicked shall be destroyed. The Bible tells you that. Go to Zechariah. Read the book of, read the Old Testament. They tell you the same thing in the Old Testament. I don't know what Bible these people are reading now, because they look at too much TV, and they thinking that the government going to say, government can't save themselves, because they can't even spell their name. I don't know why people are depending on government. Those old representatives and stuff like that, they just barely can spell their name. So how in the world are they going to help you? The only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't care who don't like it. They can take me off Facebook and YouTube and all of it. I'm going to still be saying it somewhere. Your only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that day is coming when the devil's going to be destroyed. And in the new world, in eternity, we're going to go after that final judgment called the White Throne Judgment. And everybody that stands in that judgment is doomed. Yeah, that ain't no judgment to see what you say the law. You are law. But God just got to give us a trial to let the righteous know that he did everything he could to save us. Why do God do that? Because he don't want me to live in eternity thinking God is unfair. You understand that, y'all? Please do. Please do. God loves all of us. But he made the way. He got off of his throne and came down to satisfy his own justice. The soul that sins shall die. That's his word. God can't change his word. The soul that sins shall die. So everybody that's at the white throne judgment, they are doomed for the second death. Why? Because they never got forgiveness of their sin. And the soul that sins shall die. May God have a blessing for the reader, hearer, doer. Oh, he's holding the word. Let me put my glasses on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. I hope I did answer the question for you, the one that you gave me, because that is straight Bible. None of my saying. All that I've given y'all, that's in what we just read in Scripture. All of it's there. But see, the reason why people don't know, they are deceived by Satan. See, Satan knows his end. He knows his end is coming. But he don't want you to know it. And he got a lot of people deceived, just like with this pandemic. He got so many people deceived in this pandemic until it's not funny. Y'all, I wish I don't have no answer, but I do have the answer. The answer is Christ for whatever this mess is. Because I don't know. People talking about it man-made. Well, regardless, everything that's a mess in this earth is man-made. Not only the virus, but all the stuff in the world that's a mess was man-made. It was a mess made by man because it wasn't made by God. But what we need to do is stop putting our trust and confidence in all this stuff. And we got people that done lost their foolish mind over this here pandemic. Like God is not on the throne. That's what I don't understand. In other words, if I lay down and die tonight, what else can I do for lay down and die? My last breath still be my first breath with him. I'll still be better off. So why in the world should we fear? Jesus said, fear not. When the men came and told Jairus that your daughter is dead, don't worry about it. Jesus looked at him and said, fear not. Fear not. We don't supposed to be fearing. May God bless you, Sister Jackie. And I want to say again, thank you for, I'm glad that you relayed those questions to me and I had a chance to do, to try to answer them best I could from the scripture reading that I know of. And like I said, I've been studying prophecy for over 50 years. It started way back when with Dr. Howard E. Stepp. They're no longer with us on this side. Bishop Fulton Sheen no longer with us on this side. Another prophecy teacher I like was Grant Jeffries. Grant Jeffries is gone. He's gone on. And There are many others, but those are the main three that I used to study with and behind. You got still got a few good ones here, but you got to mind how you look and you listen to a lot of these slick talking people. They are not telling you the whole truth. A lot of these slick talkers are not telling you the whole truth because they're doing it for filth and lucre's sake. Money. They love money. Everybody want more money. They want more stimulus checks. See, that's the problem now. We got our mind on too many stimulus checks. And then when we get the stimulus check, we're going to give God his time. See how we don't do God right? But yet still, we going to hell anyhow. You are lying. The truth ain't in you. No, you're not. Those that do not accept Christ, you are not going anywhere but to the lake of fire. Tell them that Minuteman said it. Tell them Minuteman told you. So with that being said, we're going to go on to end this Bible study, right, y'all? It's going to cut off on me anyway in a few seconds here. Thank you, Sister Jackie, for attending, and let somebody know about it, as you already have. You shared the video. We are not responsible for what other folks do. We are only responsible for what we do. So right here, we're going to say, may the grace of God and love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest rule and about these our people just for now and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. Amen. Thank you, sister, and I hope that God bless you, and we hope that we'll see you on the next go-round, on the next Bible study, on next week. So with that being said, we're going to say peace and good night.